Discover Bay Water and Wastewater Committee to order. Roll call, please.
Let the record show that roll call has been taken and all members are present with the exception of Project Manager Sadler and District Water Engineer Shope.
Thank you. This is time for public comments, and currently we don't have any public with us. If someone from the public shows up, I'll reopen that and let them have their time to speak. With that, we'll move to the minutes of the February 5th meeting.
I move that we accept the minutes as listed, posted.
Second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. With that, we'll go to presentations, staff.
We have no presentations, so we can move on to the discussion items.
Okay, let's talk about discussion items. Rate study.
Okay, I'm going to turn this over to, am I turning it over to Dina? Okay, I'm going to turn this over to Julie. We're currently in the process for a water and wastewater rate study. Julie?
As we previously spoke about in the finance committee, we've We have contracted with Leschwitz and Seng to do our rate study. That's Allison, who's done our rate study previously. We're trying to do our rate study now, even though we have one more year left in the previous rate study due to the DNI project. We met with the finance committee. They're making recommendations, and she's going to have her report at the March 18th meeting. And so we will have a new rate study after we do our 218 and everything like that, such as that in the spring. And we'll have our new rate structure going into effect for July.
In terms of the Prop 218, we've also hired them to do the Prop 218 package so that we're sure that everything's up to date, properly done. They have a lot of experience in this. And so we've also hired them to not only do the rate study, but to do the whole 218 package for us.
Okay.
Very nice.
And this is just an informational, there's no, we need no direction, but it's more of a finance committee, but since it affects water and wastewater, we wanted to brief you.
Sure. Yeah. I guess my only concern is looking out into the future and finding every single thing that needs to be put into the CIP and every other thing that who knows what's going to
we've treated this as a all-on serious exercise, and we have really we may have missed something, but it wasn't from lack of diligence, I will tell you that.
Okay.
And we've tried to incorporate everything from employee raises to equipment turnover and depreciation to everything that we could think of, and we've spent a lot of time on this to make sure that Allison has the right numbers in which to base the rate study.
Yeah.
And if I might add, Dina did an extensive project list that was incorporated, and we know what we know at this point in time. That doesn't mean something could happen. It could. We're still deciding on what levels to do it at, and we'll wait for some more information, and we are meeting with our bond consultants next Monday meeting, a special finance meeting. So there's a lot of moving parts yet. We just kind of wanted to let you guys be aware that it is coming. It does affect water and wastewater. So.
Right. And I guess, how do we account for in the CIP for the unexpected water breaks and things in the streets? I know we have, like, Chato Beck as an example of this business. Who knows when this stuff breaks? How do we get some monies in there to make sure we're covered for those items?
I'll handle it. You help me do this. For small leaks and things, we use historic information, run rates, those kind of things for the smaller things. For the larger items, Will and Matt, we do have some money in the CIP budget that we use for unexpected breaks. We know we're going to have them. Is everything in there? Probably not, but it's, again, what we know and what history has told us. Do you have any more to add?
So I think it's a good question, but I don't think it's a we don't know, because as I've worked with Virgil before, and I'm sure you're doing the same thing, is we historically know all the money that we spend every year, and we've been spending like a half a million budget that, that's okay. It's when the pipes get really old and go at a faster rate, you're gonna see that climb, and that's what you gotta be prepared for.
Right, that's what I'm looking at now, because we just had two underwater leaks. And what, we have 20 more lines over there or something like that, 15?
10 more underwater crossing lines. We have 11 total, two beds, we have 9 currently.
Right, so we've taken those into consideration for the future.
So we can, Dina can respond to that.
Yeah, so we also put money aside in our revolving funds for those unanticipated items. And then we have a project that we planned out. We're gonna replace 18 miles of piping. And so we have that in our water plan. And that starts next year. So we are planning to replace at that end of town where the pipes are the oldest. We have a plan that's all in place, that's part of the rate study, and we're gonna start that project.
All right, great, thank you.
It's gonna be a huge undertaking, but once it gets done.
Do you get the people yards again?
Hopefully just the streets. Hopefully just the streets.
All right, with that, we'll move on to discussion item two, the CEQA update.
So I can give this to either one. Do you want to give the update on that, Aaron?
I can give what I have just in the email. Greg, you probably know more than I do.
This is for the diffuser project. So it's the CEQA update on the diffuser project. All right. Go ahead.
So on Wednesday the 26th, it began the 30-day agency review period. Right now, we're waiting for the state clearinghouse to confirm our CEQA doc to end on 3/27/2020. As far as we know, no comments have been our way. So
it's been published.
Right.
We'll
pay
the publication.
Yeah. So there was a delay at the state clearinghouse. We'll be published, tried to publish right in January, the end of the year, and they didn't get it or something. So we had to republish, essentially.
But so you have to publish it at state level?
The state clearinghouse,
local?
Yeah. So we publish locally, and the state clearinghouse won't give you a number, and the feds won't take it without the state clearinghouse number. Hmm. And so we showed the state clearinghouse, but we published locally. Here's our publication date. They're like, no, you got to publish through us for 30 days. So we're publishing through that for 30 days. They'll give us the number, and then we can hand that all over to the other report.
And then once that's done, we can start moving forward.
Yeah, so once it goes into the Army Corps, because right now they won't take the application to replace it. They're like, we won't take it without CEQA. So if it's all done, we're waiting for the CEQA to clear it so we can hand them the permitting application to the Army Corps to replace the diffuser.
Do you have an approximate time frame for them to issue the permit?
Well, we were hoping to shoot for this summer for a project, but this trip up with State Hearing House and the delay with the feds is problematic, and it may slide. You know, there's a window according to the CEQA document that we can do the work without hurting all the fish.
Oh, okay.
You know, so either you hit the window, or then you got to wait a year and come back to get it on the other side, you know, kind of thing. So we're trying to get it done this summer. Once we submit it, we're going to have to start designing. But I've been holding off on starting design until we've got an actual permitting into the Army Corps or maybe some feedback or something like that. So probably in a month or two, I'll come back with design recommendations and how we're going to design. We'll probably hire William Parsons to design and get a quote from them to design the change, the physical change to the future.
All right. Okay. With that,
I have one update.
Go ahead.
Okay, O&M manual is almost completely done.
Oh, okay.
And so I think that's about a month out that we can give you a demonstration. So I'm trying to get a demonstration at the next meeting a month from now. It's not been only one after.
All right, this will be the online version.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
All right.
I would think we would probably want a demonstration for the board also.
Yeah, we could do that too.
Yeah, I'm because we're going to have a board meeting at the same time we have this meeting,
we could just do one demonstration
at the board meeting.
Let's
schedule for the
let's
board meeting.
Practice before.
I'll definitely drive around in this building with this Wi-Fi before I do anything, because sometimes, you know, it's like the Wi-Fi is really slow and you're like, I won't come up. You know,
is there, okay.
But anyway,
can just step back a little, just ask, you had talked about doing the whole package, 218 and everything. Do we have a cost estimate for that?
Yes, it's, I think it was like $300.
It was $1,500 for the bird to do the Prop 218 notice, and then to mail it out as an extra visit after.
Yeah, so it's like a net $1,500 really that we're paying to do this.
Yeah, that's
well spent money.
Yeah, out of your own pocket. Do we know if there's any change? I know this year a lot of changes that came out in the laws in the state of California. Is there any changes to the 218 process itself that we're aware of? Not that we have to know if somebody else is going to do it. But
this is what's the concern, because we started to think about doing it in-house. And there became some confusion about it. Sue had started to undertake it, and I said, you know, look, let's let an expert handle this. This is too important.
Okay.
It comes up once every 5 years. They'll be up to date on all the new laws.